depending upon what area in halacha it is and what's the nature of that requirement for a dayan, there are different levels of dayanim. The Rambam seems to be contradicting himself. He seems to be soicer himself, which we're going to talk more about this in a few minutes. But we learned at the end yesterday that on the one hand, the Rambam says, Ein Kais and Prozbel on the top of Kuf Tzadik Zayin. On the one hand, Ein Kais and Prozbel al Chacham Gedan of Yaisik Kaveh Zdenish of Ravami Ravasi. So on the one hand, the Rambam requires very great dayanim. Bezdin that consists of the Gedalei Hadar. Why? Because Shehein Ruin Lafki Amamim B'nei Adam. Because since the Yisayid of Prozbel is Hefker Bezdin Hefker and Hafkoz Amamim, taking the money from the Liver, so one must have a bezdin that is roy, that is on such a level to be mafkia mamon b'nei adam, to extract money from one person to give it to another person. On the other hand, later on in the parak, the Rambam writes that Talmid Chachamim who lend each other shehil v'zeh umasa dvar v'talmidim, and the Talmid Chachamim can say to the talmidim who are there, with any of the Talmidim, with any of the students who are there, and they don't even have to have a Prozbel in writing, because they know that Shemitah Ksafim, the Zman Hazad, the Rambam says, is Midivrem, is Midirban, Midvar Lavad, he Nidchitz. And with words, it's enough to use the words to say, that by saying the words, any debt that is due to me, I will be able to collect whenever I want, and that's it. So how does the Rambam shift from requiring the greatest bezdin, a bezdin that's modeled after Avami and Ravasi, to being able to ask the students, the Talmidim, to make a bezdin for the purpose of Prozbel? So Umiyashiv Akesef Mishneh is a stira. So the Kesef Mishnah explains, Shakavanas Rambam Shitzach Talmidim Mei Bezdin Chosu Shibadok Rami Ravasi. So the Kesef Mishnah says that when the Rambam writes that you could ask, that the Talmid Chacham could ask the Talmidim, the students, it means the students of Bezdin Chosu Ravami Ravasi. In other words, not Stam, that you could ask a couple of boys to make a Bezdin, but these are the Talmidim, the great Talmidim who are in the Beis Medrash, the students of Ravami and Ravasi. These are the Talmidim. We're talking about great people that are there in the Beis Medrash, part of that world of the Gedalei Hadar. So they have that authority by virtue of their being in the Dalet Amas of the Gedalei Hador. It's a difficult answer, as many of the Achronim point out. Uva Beis Yosef, what does that grant them as a Bezdin?
Then what's the difference between the two things that they're saying? But it's both talking about
Chashuv. Yeah, then what would be the difference between the only difference would be that you need, regular people would need to use people, the Gedalei Hador, or great Talmid Chacham as the Bezdin, and Talmid Chacham are able to use the Talmidim of great people. It's a little bit difficult. But Beis Yosef Kasa the Chol Bezdin Choshev Adar Yachalich Prozbel. In the Beis Yosef itself, he writes that any Bezdin Choshev in the generation, whatever is considered to be a Beis Din Choshev in that generation, can write a Prozbel. How does one determine if it's a Beis Din Choshev? That at least it should be a Beis Din Kavua, that's what the Achronim say. In other words, it should be an established Beis Din that doesn't only sit down to take care of Prozbels or Hataras Nadarim, but a Beis Din that actually is able to decide questions of Chesh Mishka, where people come to that Beis Din with Din Tyres. Lu'umasam, so that's the Kesef Mishnah and his explanation of the Rambam. Lomasam, on the other hand, Saivrim Haramban, Vahrosh, Begitin, Vahatur, Shain Sarah Davke Besna Chashav, Elokaisen Prozival Bechal Beisnin. These Rishonim hold that you don't have to have a Beisnin that consists of such Chashuvim, of such Gedolim, but any Beisnin can write a Prozival. La Halacha, Nechloku Hamachaber Vaharama, La Halacha, there's a Machlokes between Machaber and Rama. Das HaMechaber, the Mechaber is consistent with what he wrote in the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, and he holds Shitzarach Shloisha Shehimchum Rab Malayim Beis Ahir. It needs three people who have been appointed by that city as Dayanim. That's what they do. They're Dayanim. Shehu Kagdaris HaMechaber Beis Din Chashuv, which would create, according to the Mechaber, a Beis Din Chashuv. Ve'inu nichtav elo ke Beis Din Chashuv tahaynu shloisha bekir bedin ubenyin prozbul. These are three Talmid Chachamim that are bekiyim in all of the ins and outs of the halachas of prozbul, v'yoydim inyin shmita and the inyin of shmita, v'himchum rab malayim by Seir, and they've been appointed by the community, by that city. That's how the Mechaber paskins. And the Svardim are makbid to use actual Dayanim. Haramah Saiva she'efshe lichtav b'chol Beisnin. The Ramah holds, let me see if there's anything. The Ramah holds that Efshel Chtav B'chol Beisnin. That any Beisnin can write Prozbul V'Yesharim D'Kreshen Prozbul B'chol Beisnin V'Yerli D'Yesh L'Hokel B'Zman Hazeh, that you could be Mekel B'Zman Hazeh. And he says the Chol Beisnin, it does not mean as opposed to a Beisnin Choshev. Beisnin Choshev is a Beisnin of Tamir Chacham. Chol Beisnin means the same way we do Hataras Nadarim, that it's able to be used by any three Jews who are B'nai Torah. That's the definition. So that gets a little bit confusing. What does it mean, B'nai Torah? But Urei B'Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shekosef Shegam L'Das HaRamah Chavrei HaBeisnin Tzrichim Liyos B'nai Torah. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the Ramah himself also holds that it can't be Stam people, but they have to be B'nai Torah. Okay, what does that mean exactly, B'nai Torah? It's hard to say nowadays what is the meaning of B'nai Torah. That's a term that's been used in a very broad way. But they certainly have to be Jews or Shomer Mitzvahs or Makbid and Medakta Kimber Mitzvahs. And that would be enough for the Bezin. So it's Machlik, it's Mechav and Ramah, but what kind of a Bezin is needed? The Sikum, Lahanoagim Kemechaber, according to those who are knowing like the Mechaber, the Svardim, Sarach Lassus, a Puzbul Davke, Bifnei Bezin Choshuv, Shehim Chum Rab Malaya, Bai Sahiyya. Svardim have to use a Choshuv Bezin, an established Bezin, in order to write the Puzbul. Lanagin Kurama, Dive Bezin, so Shloish, Lavachi, Bnei Torah, that they should be three Shomer Mitzvahs, people who are Bnei Torah. Omnam gam l'das anorgim k'das ha-machab she'tzarech beis nechoshev davke. He says, however, that even according to those who hold like the mechaber that you need a beis nechoshev, nogul l'hakel she'sidur ha-puzbul ein tzarech liyos b'fnei ha-beisn elo'im b'fnei ha-edim sh'moysa ha-chayv l'beis nechoshev v'shnei edim chaysim sh'amal v'mosa ha-chavayso l'beis nechoshev v'adayanim enim tzrichim l'das v'imsir tzchayv zeh. Since it's very difficult for those who follow the Mechaber, it's very difficult for them to get all the time, to get to a Choshev Beis Din, to get to an actual Beis Din. Therefore, those who are not like the Mechaber, it's enough for them to have the Prozbul done in front of two Edim, to have two Edim sign the paper, and then the principal can be taken or sent by mail to an established basin, which is an option also that anybody has. That if it's difficult to get to a basin, or they live someplace and whatever, it's hard, or they don't have the time, that they can fill out, they could fill out the form and have two aidim sign that they recognize who this person is and they know his signature and so on, and then the prosbul can be taken to the bezdin, can be sent to the bezdin, and they will confirm the prosbul that took the commitment of the malve to write the prosbul in front of the two aidim. Where does it say that they're appointed? Just two of them. The two of them are confirming that they know that this took place by this person on this and this day, and they know who he is, and they're affirming that this is the individual whose name is found on the prosbul. Then the prosbul can be sent to Bezin. Yeah. And that's what you have that should have been sent on the email. That's an option that everybody has. To send to, so they have the, whatever the bezin is, the bezin from the that bezin, America, whatever, Zachtas, or whatever the bezin, that the bezin is established bezin. But the difference is that a person who's a Sfardi should have to be makbid to use a bezin that's a chashuv, that's an established bezin.
Can you discuss whether a woman or somebody
over mitzvah,
something like that?
Yeah, we're not going to have it here, but I'll mention it briefly afterwards. Okay, karka. A married woman does not have to write a prosbul. Let's include the husband. If a single woman, someone's divorced and almana, whatever, a single woman would have to have a prosbul. If she has a matzav that requires a prosbul. Karka. Ein kaisen prusbel, ella al hakarka. The Mishnah says in Shviz, on the last page, the Mishnah says in Shviz, ein kaisen prusbel, ella al hakarka. Im ein loy, mizakahu besayich sadayu kolshu. In order for the prusbel, the Mishnah says that the prusbel has to be written, can only be written where the loiver has karka, where he has real estate, he owns property. And im ein lo, then mezakehu b'seich sadeyu kolshu. Im ein lo, then the malva can be mezakeh to any of his loivim, to any of the people that he lent money to. He can be mezakeh, makes a kinyan, and he can be mezakeh karka to any loiver that doesn't have, to any loiver that doesn't have karka. Says Ladas Rashi, Tam Hatzarach Bekarka Shehela Loiva. Rashi explains, why is it necessary? Why does the Mishnah tell us that the borrower, the Loiva, needs to own some property? Lefisha Chacham Loi Tiknu Ela B'Dvarim Hashchichim Ve'Ein Shchiach Loiva She'Ein Loi Karka. That the Takana of Hillel for Prosbul is B'Dvarim Shchichim, where people would usually, it's common, and people would usually lend money to somebody who has that security of owning land, that potentially the malva would be able, if he's not getting his money back, he'd be able to work through Bezdin. Since this individual has land, there's something of value that this individual owns, that's real estate, and that was shchiach, that loans would be made dafke in such a way. It doesn't mean that people that didn't have land would never given a loan, but that was more shchiach. Ladas harash tamat tzarach bekarka fisha kishiyesh karka biyad aloiva harikilu hakarka of veres lo shus habezdin ukilu achayv govui biyad habezdin ali ide hakarka. The Rash says that the need for karka, that the Leibish should have karka, is that it's ki'ilu, the karka is a veris of shus ha-bezdin. It's as if this person's property or the right to his property is now in the rishus of bezdin, and it's ki'ilu achav gavui biad bezdin, and it's ki'ilu the chayv, the debt, is gavui, has been collected by bezdin through the karka, through this karka that the bezdin could potentially go after. Gadol hakarka hanitzreches, how much land are we talking about that he has to own? Kol shehu, anything. The afilo karka b'hashal asagi, therefore, as far as possible is concerned, even if this karka that is lent to him, the afilo otzitz nakav amunach ba'avi, even if it's an otzitz nakav, even if it's a plant, it's a plant that's inside a pot, that is not its knockov, that holes in the bottom, that's knock, that's amunuch ba'avir. In other words, the minimal amount of land is required so that the loiva, it's more of a symbolic act to indicate that there's karka kineged this lung. Omnam le'inin prozbul ein sanchem al arba amas beres yisrael sheyeshul chalodim yisrael. As far as Prozbul is concerned, we are not samech on the fact that in other areas of halacha, we are samech on the fact that every Jew in the world owns somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, he owns or he has the right to have Dalet Amos, four Amos of Eretz Yisrael. Sheyesh l'chol adam Yisrael, over chalukas ha'aretz, ole k'rosso, either because of the land that's divided and given to all the Jewish people, ole k'rosso, or he actually owns karka for a kever, for a grave in Eretz Yisrael. Not samech on that. K'mar chen ain't samech on amash amu karka in an exile. She chashav kilu yeshul nigzal karka l'mi puzvul. We're not samech on the other kulas that have to do with karka, and we say that there needs to actually be the ownership of karka. Hamabik kosev sheish luchtoiv shamalva machna dal amas mikarka isa l'loiva. The Mabit holds that it should be written on the Prozbul that the Malva is Makne Dal Amas of his Karka to the Loiva, to any Loiva that might not have Karka. Kadeshi Batuach Sheesh La Loiva Karka. This way, it's certain that the Loiva, whoever he might be, the Loiva has Karka, the Malva is Makne that to the Loiva. So even though the Loiva might say, I don't want the karka because he might not want the prosbul to work, but that's not a choice that he has in this situation. However, the chsam sefer holds that you don't have to write that on the prosbul. We're not chayshish that the loiva doesn't have karka. The chsam sefer says we don't have to write it on the prosbul, and the minig is not to write it. If, however, you know of a certain loiva person that owes you money that does not own any property, then it is kedai to make in front of Edom or in front of the Bezin, it's kedai to make a kinyan that you mark the karka, kol shul of karka to the loiva that doesn't own any karka. We're not going to go through the nusach of the Prozbul. He just explains to the nusach point to Rav Yosef, the basic nusach will be seen on the form itself. We need to go into Rambam a little bit more, just to understand, and with this school, I think, looking at the three pages, the Malva doesn't have to have property, but the assumption is that the Malva does have property. The Ikur is that it should be kegovui ben ha-bezdin, that the Bezdin could theoretically hold the karka or claim the karka from the Loiva in order to be able to pay the money back to the Malva. So the Ikur is that the Loiva owns karka.
What happens if the Malva ends a little bit done on the property?
Then what they'll do is that one of the Edom will be, or the Bezin, somebody. Yeah. Even the place of Bezin, they'll be back in the Kol Shul from the office of the Bezin.
Okay.
Yes.
Lova should have property b'shas the first morning, b'shas the loan. And we're talking about just b'shas the first morning.
At the time, that's an interesting question, as discussed in the poskim. If he had at the time of the loan, but he no longer has at the time of the prosbul. So the poskim are marked that it should be at the time of the prosbul.
You can make a loan to somebody, you know, in the east side land, that b'shas you're making a loan to it.
Yeah. Now, the answer that we had from the Kesef Mishnah was a little bit hard to understand. And there's something much greater going on in the Rambam that comes out from this apparent stira that on the one hand, the Rambam tells us that you need to have a bezin, kiravami, kiravasi, a big chash of a bezin. And then on the other hand, a few halachas later, the Rambam tells us that Talmid Chacham have a different requirement. Talmid Chacham can orally tell the Talmidim that they're making a prosbul. So the Sefer Meital is one of many svarim written by his name is Ebechiel Menachem Mendel Kalmanson. This Ebechiel Menachem Mendel Kalmanson is a very prolific, very big lamdan, a big Talmid Chacham, was written many svarim on Hilchos Shabbos and on different sechtes of Shas. It's called Meital. He's a Lubavitch. He's a very big Lamban, and the Sforim are very popular. And he writes here, it's a part of a long shtickle, but starting from Aizvav, he goes through a number of kashas, but I didn't want to take the time to go through all the diyukim. The main thing is the basic mahalach that he has in the Rambam, I think, is very important. And it helps us understand the sight of what's going on. Now, near Lema Bazaar, the Inibahada Tiknu Chazal Shvius Bismanaza to the Shamit Midrabanan. This Takana of Chazal that we've been talking about this entire time, the Takana that Shvius Bismanaza is Mishamet Midrabanan. That we have Shmita's character, we have Shmita's Ksaf Mirad Midrabanan. The Yesod Bazaar Kar Hefker Bezdan Hefker. The Yesod, the foundation of this, the basis of this, we learned in the Gemara, is Hefker Bezdan Hefker. That Bezdan has the right and the authority to take property or to take money and so on from somebody. Uchamafurish besugyan, the daf lamed vav from beis bedivrei rava. Veshuv tiken hilo takanas prosbul. Right, so we have the takana drabanan of shmitas ksafim, and then we have the takana of hilal to make a prosbul. Shem oisa prosbul, einu mishamat achayv. Einu mishamat achayv. That when a person has a prosbul, then the debt is not cancelled. This Sefer Meital he has on all Lamed Tes Malachas. That's why he was originally called Meital on the Lamed Tes Malachas. There are many vines that he has Lamed Tes Malachas, each of the 39 Malachas of Shabbos, he shows that there are two basic ways of understanding each malacha, and all the machlokes that you have in the Rishonim and Mahalacha are understood in light of the two mahalchim. And he came out in every piece of that he writes, he goes with this mahalach. So he says there are basically two ways. Yesh lach b'zeh, the yesh lach b'shnei oifan. There are two ways to understand this whole relationship between the takana of Shvius Bismanazah, the takana that we have a Shemitah, we do have this takana drabban to have Shemitah Bismanazah, Shemitah's Ksafim Bismanazah, and the takana of Hillel, of Prosbul Bismanazah. Yesterday you were talking about chronologically how did that happen and when. But the emphasis is that in the side of how it works, there are two ways to understand. The first way to learn this, to understand this, is the hakana, the hatakana harishayna, the shmita bezmanazeh, hibekach hefker bezdan hefker. The takana of shmita bezmanazeh works according to that according to that principle of hefker, bezen, hefker. Shemitah means that bezen has the right to say, bezen has the right to say that all debts are canceled. It means that the malva is not going to get his money. So the bezen made a shemitah. A tekanas chazal that's called shemitah. And that's mikach hefker bezen hefker. Val derech ze takana hashniya, and al derech ze the second takana of prusbul, he gam kein mikach the hefker bezen hefker. The second takana of hillel prusbul is also based upon the yisod of what of hefker bezen hefker. V'hainu shemitchila. So the way it works is as follows. Shemitchila hefkiru mamon hamal v'lahaloyve shiyashamat achayv. The first takana was Shemitah, and in Shemitah, Bezen was mafkir the moment of the malva lahaloyve. The malva is screaming, that guy owes me $1 million. The malva has a tiger that he deserves the money. So along came Chazal, and they made a takana of Shemitah. And that takana of Shemitah says that that takes away from the malva the right to that money, and the lover is able to continue living without paying that chayv, and he keeps the money. So that's Hein Shemitchila Hefkiru Momen HaMalva LaHaloyva. They were mafkir the moment of the malva, because the money really belongs to the malva. Bezdin has the authority to be mafkir that money of the malva. And it remains in the hands of the loiva. She is shamit achayv, and the debt is cancelled. V'lo yishalim lahamalva, and the loiva does not have to pay the malva. That's the first takana. That takana is called shmitas ksafim midrabana. V'shuv im hamalva osa prusbo, and then chelik beis of the whole story is if the malva made a prusbul, then chazru v'hefkiru oid hapam, then the bezin in effect is being mafkir the money now a second time. Oid hapam momen zeshen nasad the halayva, the money that for the first takana of Shemitah took the money away from the malva and said it could stay in its the status quo, it stays by the loiva. So they were mafkir the moment of the malva to stay by the loiva. The takana of prusbul is being mafkir the moment of the loiva, right, the moment that belongs to the loiva as a result of Shemitah, it belongs to the loiva. Mishum takon harishane de Shemitah v'hiknuhu lahamalva shosar prusbul. And now the Bezdin is mafkir the money that belongs to the loiva as a result of Shemitah's ksafim. They mafkir that money and they transfer it to the account of the malva, or they transfer it to the malva who now is able to use his prusbul to go and to take the money away from the loiva. So the nimsa comes out in the brackets for nimsa. Sheish kan shtei pa'amim hefker. It means that there are two acts of Bezdin using this koach of hefker. Shtei pa'amim hefker, harishayna hefker harishon shehefkiru mehamalva lahaloyva ayidei hatakana sheyishamei. The first hefker of Bezdin is shmitas ksafim. By creating shmitah, Chazal were being mafkir the money of the malva, that now the money can stay by the loiva. V'abeiz, the second hefker, sheni mehaloiva lahamalva. The takana of prusbul of Hillel is the second hefker. That takes the money away from the loiva, mehaloiva lahamalva, ayidei takana de prusbul, through the takana of prusbul. That's one way to understand the relationship between these two takanas of Chazal. The takana of Shemitah's Ksaf Midrabanan and the takana of Hillel of Prusbul. There are two acts of Hefker Bezen Hefker, Mafkir the moment of the Malva to the Loiva, and then Prusbul is Mafkir the moment of the Loiva to the Malva. That's one way to learn. But Ba'ifin Sheni, a second way to understand this, Yaish Lemer, the takana harishana de shvius de meshamit bizman hazeh That first takana that creates shmita, shmita's ksafim bizman hazeh, that cancels the debts, ze shapir chal aydei koyach hefker bezdin, that takes place through the koyach of hefker bezdin, the kumafurish besukin, as we see in the Gemara. Now listen carefully. Masha'enikain takana hashniya de prosbul, which is not the case with the second takana of prosbul, bizman hazeh, is ena b'koach hefker bezn hefker. El hakeh, ignore the brackets for a second. So what is it? What is it? Ela hageder b'zeh. The way to understand this is as follows. El hageder b'zeh. Deheche shal mal v'oise prosbul. This is the takana of prosbul. That when a malva, so we have again, we have hefker bezn hefker, we have shmita v'derabbanan. Shmita v'derabbanan means that the lover doesn't have to give the money, right? It stays by the lover. That's aleph. What's prosbul? Ela hageder deheche shahamalva oise prosbul, that when the malva makes a prosbul, hariba oifen kezeh loichal meikara takona harishoyne shahashviyis teshame. When a malva has a prosbul, Chazal have this authority that Hillel with his bezdin created such a thing called prosbul. That when the malva has a prosbul, that uproots and undermines the original shmita. For that, as far as that loiv and malva are concerned, it means that shmita's ksafim never ever took effect. It didn't take effect. What Hillel did was that he deleted through the prosbul the takanas shmita, the first takana, and in doing so, the din of deraisa, the law of the Torah remains, and midaraisa ein shviyis mishametis bizman hazeh. Shmita is not neshamet the chayv midaraisa. Shmita does not cancel the chayv. Therefore, through prosbul, the malv things go back to the original status of the malv and lover before there was a takana of shmita midrabanan. Since there's no shmita, the loiver owes the money to the malva and it has to be paid. Umimela nisha, the next page, nisha hamomim la malva. Therefore, the money belongs to the malva. As if there was no takana of shmita at all. There was never takana shvi's. As if there was never takana shvi's. Now you wonder, so why do that? What he does, we're only going to do a little bit, but what he does over the course of a number of simanim over here is that he answers many, many questions in halacha and many machlokes between the rishonim once you explain it this way. Let's go a little bit further. You don't have to come on to the whole koach of hefker bezn hefker. According to this way of learning, the loiva has to pay the malva, like any chayv that a person owes. In other words, there is no shmita. The prosbul comes along and says that shmita de midrabanan is not chal where there's a prosbul. Therefore, the loiva owes. You don't have to have hefker bezin hefker in the whole question of how could the bezin take the money away and be makne, because there's a huge machloikis in halacha about whether hefker bezin hefker works only to take money away, but can also be makne the money to somebody else. He says you're not using hefker bezin hefker. You see, the first hefker bezin hefker that keeps things the way that they are. The money stays with the loiva, but now the malva wants to take the money away from the loiva, right? That's a shaylan halach. It's a machlokes rishonim. Whether or not hefker bezin hefker works to be makna the money to somebody else. So what he's saying here is, loivin ilamei salam mikach hefker bezin hefker. Hillel Hazaken is saying you don't have to come to use the koch of hefker bezin hefker. Elo da haloiva chayv l'sham l'malva k'may b'kol chayv de alma. She'eno shnas hashmita, like any chayv on a regular year which is not shmita, he owes the money. Who had din mechayiv zeh? Kevin she'ein kan din shviyis min ha'tayir b'zman hazeh. Since there is no din of shviyis min ha'tayir b'zman hazeh, when there's a prosbul, or because of the takana of prosbul, v'hu hadin midrabbanan loytiknu shviyis b'chahay gavna she'asar prosbul. In other words, the understanding here, and it doesn't mean hefker bezn hefker, the understanding is Chazal were misakein shmita midrabbanan only under those circumstances where there was no prosbul. Then they were misakein a shmita midrabbanan. But in a situation where there's a prosbul, there's no takana of shmita midrabbanan. V'havi ha-prosbul t'nai v'atakana d'shviz b'zman hazeh d'hecha she'en kan prosbul shapri t'iknu shmitas k'sof midrabbanan. Where there is no prosbul, then Chazal were misakein the takana of shviz. Then they were misakein the takana of shviz when there is no prosbul. The hechas she'asa prosbul nizbat lo takana zu uki'il lo tiknu klal. And when there is no prosbul, when there is a prosbul, the hechas she'asa prosbul, then nizbat lo takana zu. Then the takana of shviz bizman hazeh is nizbatel. And it's as if they were not misakin it at all. So now he explains why would we say these two ways of learning? Look inside. V'aniu d'shitas harabam zal hi ka'ifin habeis anal. It seems that the shitas harabam is like this second way that we just learned. V'hu the takonas prosbul yesoida de bahai gavna loichal din hashviyas the shmitas ksofim klal miikara. That the takonas prosbul, the yesoida of the takonas prosbul, is that when there's a prosbul, the chazal never made the takonas of shmita in such a situation where there would be a prosbul. They only made the takonas where there is no prosbul. Because certainly, the intention of Chazal was not to shut down the economy. That was not the reason. The reason for the takana of Chazal was that there should be a zecher of shviz b'zman hazeh. There should be a zecher of shmita b'zman hazeh. So me'ikara, he's explaining the Rambam, the takana of prosbul is the b'hai gav lo'chal din ha'shviz de shmita's k'safim klal me'ikara, that the din of shmita's k'safim is not chal to begin with, when there's a prosbul, v'ein tzarach b'zeh l'koach hefker bezen hefker klal, and you don't need the koach of hefker bezen hefker to do the questionable act of being of taking money away from a loiva and being makne to another person to a malva. V'yizbori l'fi zeh yisoid divrei Rambam zal. With this, we can understand what the Rambam is saying. The Talmidei Chachamim ein tzvichim prosbul. We learned that the Rambam writes that essentially the Talmid Chacham do not have to have this document of a prosbul. It's nilchas b'dvarim. The Rambam says that they can just say the words, a few words. The kevin the shmitas k'safim b'zman hazeh midrabbanan. The Rambam says that since shmitas k'safim nowadays is midrabbanan, l'chein b'dvarim bilvad hu de nilchas. With words alone, remember that the Talmid Chacham can say to the Talmidim, Kol chayiv she'yesh le'egvene kol zman she'etz. You know, any money that anybody owes me, I can go collect. He can just say that to a couple of Talmidim. So the explanation is, the kev in the shemitah k'safim b'zman hazeh midrabbanan. L'chein b'dvarim b'levad, who the nidchas the Ram says, asher advarim t'mur. The author here writes, Rav Kalmanzin writes, that the dvarim t'mur, it's strange. U'tzrichim b'yir. D'eich nidcha takanas chazal, Shetiknu shmitas k'safim b'dvarim ba'alma atmar. And there are many coolers by prosbul. How is it possible that by saying a few words, that it's possible to be doicha the takana of shmita b'zman hazeh, the takana of shmitas k'safim b'zman hazeh? How is it possible to be doicha that with a few words? You certainly can't do that when it comes to shmitas karka. When it comes to the Eretz Yisrael, the land, so what does it mean it's nidchas with a few words? Why is it nidchas with a few words? Achei nir habir b'zeh, the explanation seems to be that Rambam zal niskaven lemer b'zeh kaif and hasheni, that the Rambam learns like the second way that we learned. the Keva, the Shemitah's Ksofim, Bisman is Midrabbanan. That because Shemitah's Ksofim in our days is Midrabbanan, it was established by Chazal. In such a way where the Talmud Chacham says that to the Talmidim, when he says that to the students, it's not coming actually and challenging the Shemitah's Ksafim. It's not coming and canceling the Shemitah's Ksafim that's in effect. What it's doing is, that, and this is the nature of Prusbul, when a person makes such a proclamation of Masrani Lachem, what's happening is that the Takana of Shvius, of Shemitah, was never made to begin with under those circumstances. So, that the Shemitah of Ksafim never took place under those circumstances. Mimela the Ain Sarach Bezdin. Mimela, he says, you could say it to a few of the Talmidim. It's not even clear, although some want to learn that the Rambam is saying that you need three Talmidim. It doesn't say clearly in the Rambam that he has to put together three Talmidim either. It says he just says to the Talmidim. It doesn't even say that it has to be a Bezdin of the Talmidim. It's not clear. So therefore, Mimela the Ain Sarach Bezdin. He doesn't have to have a Bezdin. Vein sarach ksifa, and he doesn't have to write a prosbul. Ela bedvarim bolvad hu denidchis, with words alone, the shmita is nidchis, is pushed away. Klaimer, that hakona harishana deshvius derabbanan loychala klal ba'ifin kaseh. That the first hakona of shvius was not chal ba'ifin kaseh. Umemelish ein tzarech bebezin chashuv. That's why there is no need for a Beis Din Chashuv. Now, why that's only by Talmid Chacham, that we'll see in a second. But there's no need for Beis Din Chashuv. Shrei Ein Sarach LaHefker Beis Din Hefker, because there really is no need for Hefker Beis Din Hefker. When do I need a Beis Din Chashuv? I need a Beis Din Chashuv when I'm using the authority of Hefker Beis Din Hefker to take the money away from one person and to give it to somebody else. But we're not doing that over here. Hefker Bezna Hefker created Shemitah Midrabanan. But that only was created when there is no Prusbul. But when there is a Prusbul, I don't need a Bezna Chashuv because I don't need to come on to the whole din of Hefker Bezna Hefker. When there's a Prusbul, then that is saying that in that case, Shvius was not Chal Meikara. Shemitah did not take place to begin with. B'kai Gavna, Ela Shashmothas HaKsafim Nidchas Meikara, Kamashin Hezbar. V'yisoyed HaDvarim, Yeturetz Shapir Kushyis HaRaivet Zal. With this we could answer the question of the Raivet, the Divrei HaRambam Zal Sasrei HaDadi. The question that we had before, when we were learning at the beginning, the question of that, what seems to be a steer between the Rambam earlier in the Perek and the Rambam later in the Perek, that really is the Raivet's question. The Divrei HaRambam Zal Sasrei HaDadi, it seems like the Rambam's contradicting himself. The Bahalocha Yudzayin, in Halocha Yudzayin, over there in the ninth Perek, in Halocha Yudzayin, Harei Posak, the Rambam Paskins, Shekein Tzarech Bezdin Choshev. The Rambam Paskins that you need a Bezdin Choshev. And the reason for that is you need a Choshev Bezdin that has the authority to apply the rule of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. For Hefker Bezdin Hefker, you need a Choshev Bezdin. And the Raivet asks, that would seem to completely contradict the Mashakos of Khan, what the Rambam writes later on in the parak. Shein Tzarech Lakoach Hefker Bezdin Hefker, in the case of the Talmud Chacham, he just says to his Talmidim, the Talmud Chacham says to the Talmidim, Kol Chayv Sheyesh Lihari Egub Kolzman Shetz. Any Chayv that I have, I'll collect whenever I want. He just says it to the Talmidim. So that seems to completely contradict the requirement earlier for Bezdin Choshev. Just to say a couple of words. Va'anir b'shitas Rambam Zal, v'hu desvir lo de be'etzem, hinei takodes ha'prosbol ena b'koach hefke bezen hefke. What he explains is that really, really, Prozbul does not need, doesn't really need a Bez Nechoshev. Bechlal doesn't need. And the reason for that is that Prozbul is not operating under the guidelines of Hefker Bez Nechoshev, to take money from one person and give it to another. But rather, Ella the Ba'ifen Sha'isa Prozbul Loichala Takonis Shmitas Ksof Meikara Canal. When there's a prosbul, the takana of shmitas ksofim never takes effect to begin with. Despite that, nevertheless, tiknu chazal kadeshul yekichucha vitlula beinei hanoshim. Now, chazal were worried about the hamayin am, not about the talmidei chacham, but the regular hamayin am, the regular people. That what if regular people would be able to go around just saying b'dvarim ba'alma, to say to a couple of people just like he's davening something, if that would be, then it would become a makri kichulcha b'tlula, it would be like a joke. Ve'enei ha'anashim lo yoidim v'lo yavinu yisaydzeh, who would not understand how this works. That what da'echad d'yesh prozbul, that when there is this proclamation of Prozbul, then lo yesh takana sashmat k'saf miikar, then there's no takana of shmita miikar. Regular people would make a joke of that. They wouldn't understand it. Ki'ish le'odim le'avini yisayid zeh, ki'ilu gedar ha'prozbul hu takana m'chodeshes midin hefke bezne hefke. They would assume that it's that Prozbul is a new takana of hefke bezne hefke. That's what the Hamayin Am would think. And because of that, Lachain, who the tiknu lasays prozbul, rak be bezn sheyesh lam koach to hefker bezn hefker. That's why the takana of prozbul is that one should take, as the Rambam writes in Halach Yedzayin, that one should go to a Beis Din Chashuv. The Rambam holds that you should go to a Beis Din Chashuv. The Hamayin Am should go to a Beis Din Chashuv. And it has all the appearances of a new takana using the koach of Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Last is Puzba Rakh Beis Din Sheyesh Lam Koach the Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Why? Kedei Shehamayin Am Yachshavu Shezeh Mikoach Hefker Beis Din Hefker, that the Hamayin Am should recognize this and feel that there's something great that needs to take place over here on the part of this Bezdin, with this new takana that Hillel made that's called Prozbul. V'zeo yisoid hadin shepasuk Rambam Zal b'halacha yudzayin. And that is the yisoid of the din that the Rambam paskins in halacha yudzayin. Achein, however, however, in Halacha Chav Zayin, Mechadesh HaRambam Zal, Halacha Chav Zayin is where he writes about the Talmid Chachamim, that over there he says they could say to a few of the Talmidim, Kol Chayv Shiyesh Li Agven B'chol Zman Shehed, so I can collect any debt that I want, whenever I want it. So in Halacha Chav Zayin, the Rambam is Mechadesh. Achim v'alocha chavzayin, mechadish Rambam Zal, dehecha shehem talmid chachamim. Then when we're dealing with talmid chachamim, hayoidim hayisayid, which would not undermine the whole prozbul and the way that people look at Bezdin and the way that they look at prozbul. Achim, because by the hamayinam, it would in a very short time there would be no prozbul at all if they would think this. But when it comes to the talmid chachamim, mechadish Rambam Zal, Dehecha Shehem Talmidei Chachamim, that when we're dealing with Talmidei Chachamim, Hayoidim HaYisod, who know the Yisod, Shebe'etzem Ein L'Koach Hefker Bezdin Hefker Gabi Prozbul, that really, by the Takana of Hillel, there is no need for Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and really there is no need for Bezdin Chashuv, Elisagi Baha, what is enough by Prusbo, is that when a person makes that declaration of kol chayv sheyesh le'igvenu b'chol zman she'etze, then in effect, under those circumstances, there is no shmitas ksafim, but rather it remains is the din deraisa that bizman hazeh there is no shmita at all, and therefore I don't need hefka bezn hefka to be makna somebody's money to another guy, but it's shmita, there is no shmita in the deraisa, and it's like a regular year that there's no shmita, and the malik can go collect whatever money he has from anybody he wants because there is no shmita. B'chai gavne, under those circumstances where there's a prosbul. And we're not afraid that something will be a joke by the Talmud Chacham, that it'll be a joke. Look, there are many people that when it comes, let's say, to selling the chametz, so amaratzim and hamaynam, they think it's some kind of a joke, to lift this up and do this, like it's some kind of a silly thing that the rabbis came up with some brilliant way to bypass the din of bir chametz, of bittul chametz, and they think the same way about bittul that they take out the haggadah and they daven something. They say over there kol chamir chamir. It's something they daven something, and because of that, the shadim go away from the chametz and whatever. They're able to have a nice Pesach and they don't have to get rid of anything. So it can be a chulchat lulut. Something becomes a joke in the eyes of the people. By Talmid Chacham, there's no chash of chulchat lulut. Gabi Talmid Chacham, sheyoidim mevinim yisayid zeh, who understand the yisayid of prusbul is not all of the paperwork, and it's not hefka bezn hefka. That's not really the yisayid. The yisayid is that Hill was masaking because of the matzav of the aniyim. That Hill was masaking. That under those circumstances, Chazal never had the intention to make a shmita when it would destroy the economy. That was never the takana. It was only a zeich l'shmias. And therefore, the takana of prusbul essentially means that some symbolic act needs to take place to indicate that under these circumstances, the shmita midrabana was never chal mi'ikara, and we don't have any shmita anymore, and therefore, a person can collect all of the chayvus. Therefore, the Talmud Chacham, where there's no chash of chulchat lulav, they don't need a bezn chashuv. Sheish lekach lahafkir moment, they don't need a bezn to be mafkir a moment to give it to somebody else. Ella, sagi, it's enough. Ma'isla talmidim, it's enough to just tell the talmidim. Gamkin kevim shay yisayv is a shmita nichus bedvar bilvad. The yisayv really is that the shmita is nichus bedvar bilvad with words. Um Yusuf Shakal, if he said the ain't can steer of the very Rams or commission is, but there's no steer of Shuvi, you see the Ferish about Bazal, Miksav Yad, and it was a Hilch Shmita of Yovel. In the Ksav Yad that was printed from the Radbaz on over there in Shmita of Yovel, Shekosav, the Radbaz writes the following. Ubedvarim bilvad hi nidchis. The Radbaz explains that sentence from the Rambam, that amazing sentence. Ubedvarim bilvad hi nidchis. That with words alone, the whole Shmita is nidchis. V'achi Perusha, the Radbaz writes, V'achi Perusha, Shehem Yoidim. He says the Talmid Chachamim know Shashmotas Ksofim Midivrayim. That Shmitas Ksofim is Midrabanan. V'tiknu Aprusbul Lahamid Hadavra Al Din Torah. Here, Lahamid Hadavra, that the Prusbul of Hillel is Lahamid Hadavra, is to establish or to restore the situation to the original din of the Torah, which is what? Shaloi teshamet achoy b'shviyas. It's mamish beautiful in the language of the Radbaz. That there's no shmitas ksofim when there's a prusbul. It's the prusbul is mamed din Torah that was milchatchila, the midaraisa, there's no shmita. Hilkech bedvarim ba'al menidches. And therefore, with words alone, it's enough. Since the Talmid Chacham know this, that when there's a prusbul, everything is restored to the din of the Torah, and according to the Torah, there's what? There's no shmita bizman hazeh. Therefore, it's like a regular year, and I can collect, the malva can collect the chayv. Ayin sham uchimeduma shehein hein hadvar. It sounds like this, that what I was saying before, hein hein hadvar, that this is what the Radbaz, in fact, is saying. In his Barbid Varena, just let's finish. I didn't focus on the site, but less because there's just two or three words. Now we understand. Regular people, the Rambam says he wants them to go to a Bezna Chasha. Regular Jews, they should go to Bezna Chasha. And they go and they sit in front of a Bezna and so on. Well, the Gabi Tamil Cham ain't Sarah Bezna Chasha, Mishum the Yisoid, Hakonis Prozal of Zmanazah. I'm just reading, you don't have it. Because the Yisoid of Prozal of Zmanazah, Ain't Mishum Koch Hefker Bezna Hefker. I don't have to have a Chasha of a Bezna. Why? Because the Yisoid of Prozal is not Hefker Bezna Hefker. Ella, the Melechat Chila ain't a Shviz Meshametis. It's Melechat Chila. Shmit is not Meshamet. There is no Shmit. It goes back to the Deraisa. Hechashesh Prozal, Commissioner's Bar. In a situation where there's a prusbul, kamei shenizbar, as we just explained. So that is a very brilliant way to help us understand the different coolers that exist in how prusbul is carried out. That the whole inyan of prusbul is that Hillel was a masakin, that under these circumstances, the takana, the rabbanan, was never chal, and therefore everything remains in that state as it was midaraisa, but there was never a takana, and the whole yisoid of takana, of the takana of Shemitah, and the takana of Prozbul is to maintain some sort of a memory or remembrance of Shemitah's ksofim bizman hazeh. That there should be a zeichel shviyas bizman hazeh, and that's accomplished by this tag team of Shemitah's Ksafim / Prozbul. And it was never meant, God forbid, to hurt the poor people or to destroy the economy in Eretz Yisrael or anywhere else. It was just that there should be a Zecher L'Shviz. Okay. Tomorrow, bring the first Chalik of Mitzvah Samalach. We're going back to Tzitzis.